Speaker of the Swedish Parliament, Andreas Norlén, has invited the party's parliamentary group leaders to a meeting on Wednesday morning following the breakdown of the Parliament's vote-pairing system between the parties. It was last week that the Sweden Democrats allowed two MPs to vote, even though they were supposed to be paired off against absent members from the opposition, something that's been regarded as established practice between the parties for several decades. 203 people died in road traffic accidents in Sweden last year. That's 10 fewer than the year before, according to the Swedish Transport Administration. However, the number of people seriously injured rose by 5% to 5,000 people last year. More than half of those seriously injured were cyclists, and most of them were hurt in single vehicle accidents. Sweden's government has asked the Swedish e-health agency to take a close look at how hospitals and regions buy their digital patient record systems and at the companies selling them, news agency TT reports. This comes after several high-profile IT failures that it's claimed to put patient safety at risk. In recent years, different healthcare regions in Sweden have bought new record systems that cost billions of kroner. Many of these projects have had serious problems, and some systems have even been scrapped after they didn't work well enough. And Swedish artist Young Lean's new video for his song Storm, made with Generation, has gone viral and been praised by international media, news agency TT reports. But the Belgian school where it was filmed says it wasn't expecting the violence shown in the video. The school says the project was presented as a story about young people in the eye of the storm. Head teacher Gregory de Smet told the Bulletin, quote, "These are not images we want to be associated with a school." Those were Monday's headlines. For more stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great Monday evening.